This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. NASA has again delayed the space shuttle's return mission until spring or even early summer of next year. This is not good news for the International Space Station, which has not had a visit from a NASA shuttle for 2 years. Here to bring us up to date on the shuttle and the station is Ira Flatow. He's the host of NPR's Science Friday, and he's a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, welcome back.
Hi, Alex.
So NASA's blamed this latest delay on hurricane damage to its facilities in Florida and to unresolved safety problems. What's the story?
Well, there is a lot of hurricane damage to many of the NASA buildings in Florida. And, you know, when the hurricane happened, they sent a lot of people home, and these people were working on, you know, getting the shuttle ready to go. It slowed down the work also on the redesigned fuel tank off of which that chunk of foam broke off. So it's a legitimate reason.
So how is the work on this fuel tank coming along, and what about the other modifications the board wanted?
Well, you know, the fuel tank is coming along fine. They're fixing that foam problem, but it's the other stuff that's going to turn out to be the bigger problem, because there was a board, an independent board, that recommended that they make 15 safety changes before the Discovery could return to space. And those changes include being able to fix a problem, you know, a hole in the wing, should they find one in space, so that they can ensure that the astronauts can return safely. But so far, only about 5 of those 15 recommendations have been met. Of course, the most important and obvious one was that they've removed the foam from the metal struts that connect the external tank to the shuttle. So they've taken care of that foam problem.
Well, what will the astronauts do if they find damage to the wing out in space?
Well, that's the problem, because what do you do if you find a hole out there? And, you know, do you go, you know, how are you going to get back? How do you fix it? NASA has come up with a lot of different scenarios and possible fixes. They've come up with a way of inspecting the wings for damage using cameras on the shuttle and sensors in the wings. And they've actually come up with a strategy of going outside and doing a spacewalk and repairing a small hole. Another strategy is to fly to the space station and, you know, rotate the shuttle as they get to the space station like it's on a barbecue spit. And people in the space station would then look at the shuttle and say, uh-oh, you got a hole here. You know, we better go out and fix it. They can fix a small hole, but if they've got a gash, you know, like 6 to 10 inches big that caused the demise of Columbia, then they may have to use the space station as sort of a rescue station.
Ira, what about the people who are on the International Space Station now? It must be getting a little crowded up there already, wouldn't it be?
It's getting crowded, and that's the tricky task, is how do you get it uncrowded? And what they've been doing is that they've been actually throwing garbage outside of the space station. And this is not so easy, because you don't want to just throw it out. It could boomerang and come back and hit you, and we hate it when that happens, you know. There's no real danger to it. It's just getting very crowded inside there, and it's reminding people that, you know, gee, it's beginning to look like the old Mir. Remember what that was like?
Yeah.
We don't like that to happen. The Russian Space Agency has been sending supplies, sending up oxygen to the station, but they're little Soyuz, you know, is hardly the size of a shuttle. And when the shuttle used to make trips, it used to bring back a lot of garbage with it, and there hasn't been a trip for years. So it's getting pretty crowded up there.
And the Soyuz spaceship that still is able to get up there, the Russian spaceship, it's 40 years old.
Yeah, it's pretty old, and that shows how aging the Russian system is and why NASA is really hoping to get the shuttle working again.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks again, Ira.
You're welcome, Alex.